I'm Steve McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report.
No more beans for Tommy. We're going to solve this.
Party.
This is a neurological report on Janie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E. Emerson, E-M-E-R-S-O-N, addresses 875 Orange Street, Red Bluff, California, 96080, 530-646-7688. ID is XXX-XX-1834. Date of birth is 6-12-1989. 33-year-old, married. Mother of one, previous banker, insurance is Blue Shield / Medi-Cal, pharmacy is Raley's Red Bluff, 530-527-6902. Is addressed to Dr. A. R. H. I. S. H. E. K. Last name is C. H. H. A. B. R. A. M. D. Lesson Medical Group, 62450 Sister Mary Columba Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080-4356. 530-527-0414, 530-528-4423, parenthesis, facts, and parenthesis. B, clinical indication is migraine neurological evaluation with history of intractable daily cephalgia, subparagraph history of recurrent symptoms of migraine more than four times per month. Dear Dr. Chabra and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Jeannie Emerson for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you know, she has had a long-standing history of recurrent migraine since she was a teenager. Subparagraph. More recently, she's had following a childbirth with her son, who is now 4 years old. She had increasing symptoms of recurrent cephalgia that evolved into chronic daily cephalgia, for which she's taken a number of medications attempting to control her headaches, including topiramate, tramadol, propranolol, amitriptyline, gabapentin, Ketorolac, dexamethasone, lysine, sertraline, loratadine, naproxen 500 milligrams, carbamazepine extended release, sumatriptan/naproxen tablets. Sumatriptan injection. New paragraph, medical records indicate cannabis. New paragraph, she reports nausea and vomiting occasionally with her headaches. She experienced adverse reactions to topiramate and also adverse reactions to taking sumatriptan that did produce some benefit after a period of time, but was discomforting. New paragraph. She has a history of experiencing phonophobia with unilateral headaches, 6/10, producing constant throbbing, non-radiating, with no improvement or relief. New paragraph, she gave a history of some transient lower extremity weakness when her headache came on. New paragraph, she also reported that medication was associated with the development of sub-jaw pain on the right that has resolved and is not active. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today is normal. New paragraph, subparagraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are unremarkable. New paragraph, her motor examination demonstrates normal bulk and tone and strength in the upper and lower extremities. Sensory examination was intact. All modalities or deep tendon reflexes are 2+/4, preserved at the patellar and Achilles. No evidence of clonus. Subparagraph, no pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph, cerebellar next to pyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed testing are all preserved. Subparagraph, passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular tension, rigidity, or cogwheeling. New paragraph, her ambulatory examination is fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Janine Emerson presents with a history of intractable, common daily headaches associated with symptoms of recurrent, more severe migraine at least 4 times per month. Subparagraph, some of her headaches last for more than 3 hours. New paragraph, she has had some bursts of headaches lasting several days. New paragraph, in consideration of her history, I will perform the following. New paragraph, MR imaging the brain will be completed to exclude central nervous system structural mechanical findings such as occult tumor or encephalopathy. New paragraph, initial clinical trials of calcitonin modulating medication dash Qulipta will be given on a daily basis. New paragraph, I will see her for return in 2 to 3 weeks, considering readjustment of her regimen to a additional prophylactic medication by subcutaneous injection on a monthly basis dash Emgality. New paragraph, a therapeutic multiple vitamin for women and riboflavin vitamin B2-400 for migraine prophylaxis will be prescribed. New paragraph. We discussed her history, her headaches, and the nature of her treatment and my anticipated the anticipated benefit of our treatment with more advanced and modern medications for chronic cephalgia and migraine. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns with additional information, my signature.